so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. That is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas. And that's what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. I decided last week to rearrange and reorganize my music, and what emerged from that are some songs from artists we haven't heard from for a while right here on this show, and is often the case, the result is rather eclectic mix of music. And to prove a point, we lead off with a cover of a song that's over 50 years old, but it seems to be as appropriate today as it was back 50 years ago. Here is Robert Plant and the original band of Joy, and For What It's Worth.
What?
Y'all should have recognized that voice and that guitar. Vachon's own Ian Moore on vocals and guitar. Bucca Allen on keys in the song How Long. And that came from a self-titled album. It was on Capricorn Records. It was released in 1993, and the cover of which is a little bit well-worn than what I'm looking at, but it features Ian sitting on his Fender amp with a well-worn Stratocaster in his hands and mighty fine flowing hair down below his shoulders. Ian grew up in Austin, and he started out on the violin at age 6, and he moved to guitar in his early teens, and I think that worked out pretty well for him. He played guitar with Joe Ely's band, and then had a solo tour opening up for the Stones and ZZ Top, and as we on Vachon know, Ian could rock. He can play the blues, do a little pop, a little psychedelic folk, and just really, really good music. He's a Grammy governor, and he helped start SMASH, an organization that helps Seattle musicians with health care. And he continues to tour. Before Ian, we heard Robert Plant and his original band of Joy and their cover of Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth. And the band was originally formed way back in 1965 through 68, and it came back together in 77 through 83. And then a new iteration, which I really, really like, and I've played a lot on this show, happened in 2010 and 2011. And I'm not sure who the personnel of the band that recorded For What It's Worth, because there are a whole bunch of changes that happened right in 1968. But I think it had Robert Plant on vocals. I know it had Robert Plant on vocals and John Bonham on drums. It had Kevin Gammon on guitar and Paul Locke on bass. And that cut came from the album 66 to Timbuktu, which is a two-CD set with 35 cuts released in back in 2003 and includes all kinds of songs from Robert's solo career, his time with Led Zeppelin and pre-Led Zepp with Band of Joy. And for those of you who are relatively new listeners to Boogie Back, Robert is a Texas musician because he lived part-time in Austin when he and Patty Griffin were together in the early part of this decade. Listen to songs from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Letcher. Thanks for listening. In the last set, Ian kind of mused on the end, and this next set deals with being worried, something I've been told that I do too much. Anyway, we're going to lead off this set with Buddy Miller, who thinks he worries too much about everything. Buddy Miller on The Voice of Vashon.
It's a demolition derby. It's the sport of the hunt. Crowd driving for war dance. It's a slow smile that the bully gives the run. It's the force of inertia. It's the lack of constraint. It's the children out playing in the rock garden, all dolled up in black hats and war paint. And sometimes it feels like bars of steel. I cannot bend with my hands. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. It's the same paper eyes. It's the way they rub the luster from what is seen. It's the way we tell ourselves that all these things are normal till we can't remember what we mean. It's the flicker of our flames. It's the friction born of living. It's the way we beat a hot retreat and heave our smoking guns into the river. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. It's the quick step march of history, the vanity of nations. It's the way there'll be no muffled drums to mark the passage of my generation. And it's the children of my children
It's the lambs born in innocence. It's wondering if the good I know will last to be seen by the eyes of the little ones. Oh, sometimes it feels like bars of steel. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody tell me that I worry too much.
Out the window, watch a hummingbird fly. Sitting in the classroom, just failed a math test. Hummingbird gone, watch a B-59. Ooh, ooh. Think of that sad sack turtle in a helmet. Mom goes off and hide your eyes. Think of that sad sack, forget about Jesus. Just doesn't cover when you see the light. Down Main Street on my bicycle, one pedal squeaking, not a soul inside. Shadows on the wall, did they used to be people? Dive on the sidewalk and see the light. Flash, 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 flash. Think about sad sack turtle in a helmet. Bomb goes off and hide your eyes. Think about sad sack, forget about you. This just doesn't cover and you'll be alright. Yeah. Shadows on the wall, did they used to be people? Dive on the sidewalk and see the light.
Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band and the American Childhood, number one, Civil Defense. And that came from the incredible and relatively new album from Terry Allen. It was released in January of 2020. The album's called Just Like Moby Dick. And it is one of three recollections from childhood on the album. This cut was, Terry is the iconic songwriter and visual artist from Lubbock, and one of his sons, Bucca, was on keys. And as you heard, Bucca was playing with Ian Moore, and he played with Ian has played with him for a couple of decades off and on, was on the song How Long that we heard from Ian before. Terry's wife, Joe Harvey Allen, is also in the band, as well as Lloyd Maines on guitars, Richard Bowden on bass. And Terry's one of those songwriters whose detailed descriptions and quirky characters really, really resonate with me. And before Terry, we heard another of those incredible songwriters, Buddy Miller, and the song Worry Too Much. That came from his and his wife Julie's album, Universal House of Prayer, although Mark Hurd wrote that song. You also heard Regina and Ann McCreary, those sisters, on backup vocals. Buddy moved to Austin in 19, 75 to play in Ray Campy's rockabilly band and ends up to be in his wife Julie's band. And they moved to New York in 1980, formed a little band that included Sean Colvin on vocals and guitar. Of course, we've heard her a whole bunch of times on this show. And he also performed with Jim Lauderdale and Larry Campbell and each Sunday with Kinky Friedman's band. He's toured with Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt on the Sweet Harmony Traveling Review with Robert Plant and Alison Krauss in their Raising Sand tour. And with the latest version of Robert Plant's band, Joy, we saw him here at the Paramount as a part of the Lampedusa Concert for Refugees, along with Emmylou and Patty Griffin, Steve Earle, and Dave Matthews. Quite a group. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and I appreciate you listening in tonight.
Can't do what we do on Voice of Vashon without our underwriters, like Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Pastries in the morning, vegetarian lunches, wine and music at night fill the friendly, casual atmosphere that is Snapdragon on Vashon Highway at the south end of town. On the web at VashonSnapdragon.com.
Well, we're going to move into a couple of songs that deal with being in love, and we're going to lead off with probably one of the more sultry songs I've heard in a long, long time. Here is Aaron Ivey with The Finest Kind of Chocolate.
Toi, mon amour, mon ami, quand je rêve, c'est de toi. Mon amour, mon ami, quand je chante, c'est pour toi. Mon amour, mon ami, je ne peux vivre sans toi. Mon amour, mon ami, et je ne sais pas pourquoi. On ne sait jamais jusqu'où ira l'amour. Et moi qui croyais pouvoir t'aimer toujours. Oui, je t'ai quitté, j'ai beau résister. Je chante parfois à d'autres que toi. Un peu moins bien chaque fois. Follow me down through the cotton fields, moonshed ocean, ride the way you will. Lead us down a road where no one goes, we can run away. Come take my hand while I'm waiting here, get away from it all and find what's real. If we don't get out now, the chance won't reappear. Can run away. Creatures of the night, we set each other free, run away with me.
Was Austin-born Sarah DeRose, mandolin virtuoso, also pretty proficient in guitar and the clawhammer banjo. The song was Runaway from her 2011 Follow Me Down, and that was her second album. The first was released when she was still in high school. You also heard Sean Colvin on vocals, John Leventhal on electric guitar, and Victor Krause on bass. She got 5 albums out, been nominated for 5 Americana Music Awards, winning one with the group I'm With Her, and she's had 6 Grammys, winning 3. She's quite an amazing talent. And we opened that set with Aaron Ivey, also out of Austin, and the song The Finest Kind of Chocolate came from her album Broken Gold, an album that Texas Music Magazine named one of the 20 albums that define Texas music over the past 20 years. We're going to hear more from her in future shows for sure. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, fresh from some reorganization of my music, and I appreciate your listening in to the result of some of that reorganization. We just heard 2 positive love songs, so I guess we might as well hear just one more. But to balance that off, we're going to finish off this next set with one from the breakup side. But we lead off with a rather unique combination, Karangbin and Leon Bridges, and the song Texas Sun. Thank you.
blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun. Say you wanna hit the highway while the engine roars. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. The Texas sun. Texas sun, caressing you from Fort Worth to Amarillo. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun dips low. Texas sun. Texas sun, oh girl. Texas sun. When I'm far from home and the cold winds blow, stuck out somewhere, folks I don't know. Cause you keep me nice and you keep me warm. Wanna feel you on me, can't wait to get back there again. Texas sun. Texas sun. Texas sun. You say you like the wind blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun. Texas sun.
Ooh, baby, you're so gorgeous. How about you and me? Take a little trip. In the big body.
Take a ride with me, babe. You by my side. How does it sound? You and I. Oh, girl. Take a ride with me, babe. You by my side. How does it sound? You and I.
Tell me when it's over.
Tell me when.
was Sheryl Crow, former resident of Austin, Texas, along with Chris Stapleton. And Tell Me When It's Over, that came from Sheryl's Threads album. And Sheryl said she wanted to make an album of musical experiences, this is from the liner notes, with the legacy artists who inspired me to want to become a great songwriter, musician, and producer. And she also wanted to work with younger artists who she envisioned would kind of carry the torch. And it's quite an album duets, including everyone from Kris Kristofferson, who actually was the first guy to inspire her to this whole notion of this album. Also includes a duet with Keith Richards, Jason Isbell, and Willie, and a whole bunch more. Before Sheryl and Chris, we heard Karangbin and Leon Bridges and the song Texas Sun from their EP of the same name, released in February 7th, 2020. Fine EP it is. Karangbin is a trio from Houston with Laura Lee on bass, Mark Spear on guitar, and DJ Johnson on drums. And while their music obviously is influenced by a variety of international genres, they record all of their music in a little barn in a 300-person town of Burton, Texas. It's on Highway 290 between Austin and Houston, a road that I traveled a lot. Right after I moved from Morgan's Point outside of Houston to Austin to work for the state, Terry stayed in Morgan's Point to sell her house. So I drove back and forth quite a few times until that house was sold. Leon Bridges is from Fort Worth, and he got discovered by playing countless open mics at the Frisco's Grill in Fort Worth. And his song, Coming Home, became a top 10 most viral track on Spotify the same month as it was released. And shortly thereafter, he released an album by the same name, and he's got two albums and two EPs out, four Grammy nominations, one winner. Not too bad. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
Well, we played two songwriters who were in my top 10, maybe top 5, but top 10 for sure, Terry Allen and Buddy Miller. And next up, we've got another one in the same category, James McMurtry, who writes just amazing, amazing descriptions about tales of people's lives or segments of their lives, much like Guy Clark and Slade Cleaves, and we've just kind of filled up some of the top 10 right there. Next up is a sterling example of a song about a couple in the upper Midwest called Copper Canteen, recorded live only with James and his 12-string. James McMurtry.
Honey, don't you be yelling at me when I'm cleaning my gun. I'll wash the blood off the tailgate when deer season's done. We got one more weekend to go, and I'd like to kill one more doe. So I'll shovel the sidewalk again, 'cause you're still in a stew. And I'll bet the bridge tender's widow won't mind that I can't please you. She sure got the run of the men out here where the pickings are thin and there's not much to do. And I woke up last night in the grip of a fright, scared to breathe for I might make a noise. This life that we crave, so little we save, between the grandparents' graves and the grandchildren's toys. And we grew up hard, and our children don't know what that means. We turned into our parents before we were out of our teens. through a series of Chevys and Fords, the occasional spin round the floor at the Copper Canteen. Now the big boxes out on the bypass are shaving us thin. I guess we can hold on a couple more years till the pension kicks in. Then we'll sell all the stock in the store, leave only the lock on the door, and wonder what then. When I wake up at night in the grip of a fright, and you hold me so tight to your chest, and your breath on my skin still pulls me back in till I'm weightless, and then I can rest. So if Monsignor should pull you aside as you're leaving the church, and I'm out on the ice dropping lines for the walleye and perch, tell him it's not your job to bring me to the fold, and I'd rather stand out in the cold. And honey, I know the wood pile's low and we can't close the flue, so I'll split up a couple more chords for the winter time's through. Hold on to your rosary beads, leave me to my mischievous deeds like we always do.
Baby, you
not if you win or lose. It's just how you play the game. And let's be good to each other. The Song Doctor, Jerry Lynn Williams, born in Dallas. And the song, Just How You Play the Game, from his somewhat difficult-to-find album, The Peacemaker, released in 2001. You also heard Stevie Ray Vaughan on lead guitar, Nicky Hopkins on piano, and Marty Greb on the B3. Eric Clapton gave Jerry Lynn the name The Song Doctor because Clapton often would contact Jerry for help with a song. Jerry wrote Forever Man, See What Love Can Do, Something's Happening, Running on Faith, and Pretending, all for Clapton. He wrote two songs on Bonnie Raitt's Grammy-winning album, Nick of Time, and Delbert McClinton's cover of Giving It Up for Your Love really did well. And he wrote songs for Robert Plant, B.B. King, Jimmy and Stevie Ray Vaughan. He unfortunately, tragically died insolvent. He had liver cancer. He had a divorce settlement and litigation over copyrights to several songs that he wrote. He didn't take anything with him, that's for sure. Before Jerry Lynn, we heard another great songwriter, James McMurtry, and Copper Canteen from his 2015 album, Complicated Game. As regular listeners know, James is the son of novelist Larry McMurtry, and his mom was an English professor. James also has been in a few movies, and before COVID, he would appear regularly with the band, his band, the Heartless Bastards, at the Continental Club on South Congress in Austin, Texas. Awesome writer. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we're going to head out the door of tonight's show with another guy from Dallas, high school friend and bandmate of Steve Miller. His name is Boz Scaggs. He's got a kind of a satirical song about politics, done with his good friend Bonnie Raitt from his 2015 album, A Fool to Care. Here's Boz and Bonnie with Hell to Pay on The Voice of Vashon.
trying to trash the earth.